Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic guide to navigating this crazy world. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your energy tank is perpetually on empty? You know, that I need a vacation for my vacation kind of feeling? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something crucial for our well-being, the often overlooked power of rest and recovery. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, pushing ourselves to the limit and constantly striving for more. But here's the thing. True strength isn't about how much you can cram into your day. It's about knowing when to step back, recharge, and come back stronger. Think of it like this: a marathon runner doesn't sprint the whole race, they pace themselves, knowing that strategic breaks are essential for crossing that finish line. So, what exactly are we talking about when we say rest and recovery? It's more than just catching some ZZZs, although that's definitely part of it. It's about actively engaging in activities that help you replenish your physical, mental, and emotional energy. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Rest is not laziness. Seriously, ditch that guilt trip. Resting is a deliberate act of self-care, just as important as eating healthy or exercising. It allows your body and mind to process information, consolidate memories, and repair themselves. Think of it like this: you wouldn't drive a car without ever filling up the gas tank, would you? Same goes for your mental and physical well-being. You need to refuel regularly to keep running smoothly. 2. Identify your unique rhythm. Not everyone operates on the same schedule. Some people are morning larks, others are night owls. Pay attention to when you feel most energized and most drained. Then, schedule activities that require focus during your peak hours and allow for more downtime during your lower energy periods. 3. Don't just sleep, recover. While getting enough sleep is crucial, active recovery plays a huge role too. This could include taking a walk in nature, practicing yoga or meditation, spending time with loved ones, reading a good book, anything that helps you de-stress and recharge. Remember, our ancient Stoic friends were big on mindfulness and recognizing the power of simple pleasures. A stroll in the park, listening to music, enjoying a delicious meal, these can all be powerful tools for recovery. Or, disconnect to reconnect. In today's hyper-connected world, it's easier than ever to feel constantly bombarded with information and demands. Make a conscious effort to disconnect from technology regularly. Put your phone on silent, step away from the computer, and give yourself space to simply be present in the moment. 5. Listen to your body. It's amazing how much wisdom our bodies hold. Pay attention to signs of fatigue, stress, or burnout headaches, muscle tension, irritability, difficulty sleeping. These are all red flags that you need to prioritize rest and recovery. Don't ignore them. Think of it like a car engine light. Ignoring it won't make the problem go away. It'll just get worse. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, household chores, and social commitments. She constantly feels overwhelmed, running from one task to another with little time for herself. Then, she starts prioritizing rest and recovery by scheduling weekly yoga classes, taking short breaks throughout the day, and having technology-free evenings with her family. Slowly but surely, Sarah notices a change. She feels more energized, less stressed, and more present in her daily life. She's not just surviving, she's truly thriving. Now, think about your own life. What are some simple changes you can make to prioritize rest and recovery? Maybe it's taking a walk after lunch, reading for 30 minutes before bed, or disconnecting from social media for an evening. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. When you're well-rested, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to face whatever challenges life throws your way. And that, my friends, is a win-win. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards prioritizing rest and recovery today. You deserve it. Catch me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep striving, but remember to also savor the journey.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.